This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a wonderful day to be gathered together as the people of God. Whether we are here in the sanctuary or worshiping through live stream, the Holy Spirit is among us, and we have much to be grateful for today as we celebrate this weekend, the holiday of Juneteenth. As we remember, in this space just yesterday, we celebrated the service of ordination for the Tennessee and Memphis conferences, and so many things that are on our hearts that we want to give thanks to God for this day. So I am grateful to be with you in this time of worship. And how can I forget it's Father's Day? Happy Father's Day to all of you who are fathers, and how appropriate it is that we get to celebrate a baptism today in our service as well. As we gather, I have a few announcements for the days ahead. This evening at 5 o'clock, we will have our service of Taze worship, and all are invited to attend. It's a contemplative service of prayer and music, and you can join us on live stream as well as in person today at 5 o'clock. In honor of Pride Month, next Sunday afternoon, there will be a Pride party at the home of Brent Clark and Marty Gentry. It will start at 3 o'clock, and the details are in the Friday e-news. I don't have an ending time, so I guess that means, you know, it's just going to go on. There will be no ending time for you guys. It's going to be really fun, and we hope that you'll come and join us and celebrate Pride Month. On Monday, June 28th, our Vacation Bible School begins. It will be in person, and we still need some volunteers. So if you're available and willing to volunteer for Vacation Bible School, please be in touch with Maggie Jarrell, and you can find her email on the website. We also, are you coming to Bible school? Yay! Okay, so who doesn't want to volunteer to help? This is great. Thank you. That's great. Also, for Vacation Bible School, we are collecting coins. James Sewell very faithfully brought a bag of coins, so this is what he has brought today, and there are buckets in the narthex where we are collecting those coins, because they're going to use those as they study the parable of the lost coin. On Tuesday of that week, June 29th, we are welcoming our Metro Councilman, Brandon Taylor. He represents 37203 and a few other zip codes in our neighborhood, and we're going to be asking him and talking with him about how we as a congregation can be good neighbors in our area. So we hope that you can join us either over live stream or in person on the 29th at 6:30. Finally, I wanted to let you know that on July 4th, we will have one worship service instead of two, and that will be at 10 o'clock a.m. So we'll gather here for worship on July 4th at 10 a.m. It is good to be in the house of God. It is good to be connected by the Spirit over live stream. It is good to be with you. As we open our ears this morning to hear the words of the prophet Isaiah and his message of liberation to the children of Israel, let us worship our God together.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. To the God, arise. People of God, lift up your eyes. People of God, rejoice. When we are tired and weak, when we don't know how or what to pray, the Holy Spirit goes before us and with us, forming prayers out of our wordless sighs. And God welcomes us with open arms, ready to receive us. So then, let us confess our sins together, that together we may experience God's Spirit at work in our midst. Risen God, we confess that we are tempted to stay asleep when you have called us to rise. The struggles of the recent past weigh heavily on us all, causing us to forget the abundant life you have offered us through community. As the world wakes up again, help us, your church, to embrace the radiant brilliance of your love, a love so powerful that it calls people from death into life, from deep night into the breaking dawn. Awaken us, shake us, use us. Amen. Please be seated. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. And now I invite you to greet those around you in whatever ways you feel comfortable, and if you are on the live stream, to greet those in the chat. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you. Please be seated. One of the great joys of the church is the baptism of children. This morning, Tom and Carrie Whitworth bring their son to God before the community of faith for baptism.
My family in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Tom and Carrie, I ask you now on behalf of the whole church these ancient questions of the faith. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people?
We do.
And will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? My friends in the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with the community of love and forgiveness that he may grow in service with others. We will pray for him to be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow, and when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. And in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Tom and Carrie, what name have you given your child?
Samuel Lockhart.
Samuel Lockhart Whitworth. I baptize you in the name of God who created you, Christ who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who comforts and sustains you. Amen. Oh. And now, Mr. Samuel, I'm going to invite your family to place a hand on you as we pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life. Samuel Lockhart, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all the days of your beautiful life. Amen.
Will the congregation please stand and face Samuel Lockhart? Now it is our joy to welcome our new brother in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Samuel Lockhart to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, Samuel Lockhart, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Old Testament, Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 5a. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's so wonderful to see so many children here in the sanctuary this morning, and I know there are others joining us from home. And we're hoping in a couple of weeks that we'll be able to gather up here together, but for now, I'm just going to share a special word with you. I guess you know that adults sometimes watch the news. We get the news about what's going on in the world from a lot of different things. Sometimes it's from looking at our phones and we see the headlines. Sometimes we watch the news on television. Sometimes we get a newspaper or a magazine and we read about what's happening in the world. But a long, 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 long time ago, before there were phones or newspapers or televisions, people got the news from other people. There might be someone who heard a piece of news in a village and they ran down the road to tell the next village the news. Sometimes it was bad news, but sometimes it was good news. And they would say, hear ye, the queen is coming to visit. Or hear ye, the next village over had a great crop of grain and they're going to share bread with us. Well, this morning in our scripture lesson, we heard the voice of a prophet. Someone who was announcing good news to the people of God. He came to them and said, good news, you get to go home. Because they were living far away from home. They'd been away from home for a long time. When we think about it, as a church, that's sort of what we get to do in the world. We get to go out in the world and announce good news, hear ye, you know what our good news is? The way we like to say it here at West End is God loves everyone unconditionally. And we wear it on t-shirts and we have it on our bumper stickers and we announce it to the world. But the best way we can announce that good news is not just by shouting it to the world, but by showing it to the world. By loving everybody, by being kind, by forgiving people, by being gentle and using nice words and saying thank you and sharing what we have with other people. So I am grateful for the ways that you announce God's love in the world, and I'm excited to be part of a church that does that in so many different ways. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for those who came before us who announced good news of your love. We thank you that through the church, we get to announce that good news to others in our world. Help us to do that. Show us all the different kinds of ways we can show your love in words and in actions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much. And Samuel was listening really well. This has been an exciting weekend in the life of our nation. Yesterday, our community celebrated Juneteenth. And earlier this week, the Congress passed a law and the president signed a law that from this day forward, Juneteenth will be a day that our nation celebrates together the end of slavery. For it was on June 19th in 1865, when finally the last people who were enslaved in our country got the good news that they were free. It was 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. It was 2 months after the Civil War had ended and the South had surrendered. But finally, the word came. And it fell upon the ears of those who had prayed so hard and struggled so hard and worked so hard for freedom and believed in a God of liberation. And it was a day when the liberating light and love of God broke through. And so it is a day to be celebrated. If you read the Monday meditation this past week, it was written by Chris Harris, who's an intern in our youth department. And he was talking about Juneteenth and what it means to him and his tradition and how it is meant to be a party, a great celebration, a feast where people gather with good food and with family and they're singing and dancing and parades. We need moments like that. We need moments like that in our faith where we can say, God broke through. This day is important in our life together. When we can gather and remember and celebrate. While many in our community were celebrating at Hadley Park on Juneteenth, there were those gathering in the sanctuary yesterday celebrating the service of ordination. This was a moment in the lives of many who've been working on that path toward ordination. A moment of worship and celebration. And I was talking with Andrew this morning. He played the organ yesterday in the service about how beautiful a celebration it was. How the church came together in its beautiful diversity. And for the first time in a year and a half, we were able to sing our hearts out and praise God. And we celebrated. And we need moments like that. You know, as I think about that day, June 19th, 1865. I have to wonder what it felt like to hear that good news proclaimed. How did those words of emancipation and freedom fall upon the ears of those who had lived under the oppression of slavery for generations? I can only imagine the joy. And I wonder if the words fell on their ears and sounded a little bit like the prophet Isaiah. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Lift up your eyes. And look around, you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. These words of the prophet announce a day of liberation. But the prophet Isaiah was speaking at a different moment in history, different from June 19th, 1865. It was a word spoken to the children of Israel, many of whom had been dragged into exile by the Babylonians. Many of you know the story. They had lived as an independent nation for many generations. And yet the Babylonian army came in and destroyed the temple, tore families apart, dragged many of them away into exile, and it was decades of longing and prayer and hope and desperation and struggle for freedom. And finally, the announcement came. Because the Babylonians had been taken over by the Persians and a new emperor came to the throne, Cyrus the Great. And he issued the proclamation that all the exiles could return home. And so there was a day when that announcement reached the ears of the Israelites in exile. And they heard those words, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has come upon you and you're free. We need moments like that. We need moments like the celebration of Juneteenth. We need moments like the celebration of ordination. We need moments like weddings, when a community comes together and celebrates the love that God has brought between two people. It's a moment of joy and gratitude and worship. And we need those moments. We need those moments when we acknowledge that we have been in a pandemic for a year and several months, and now we can gather as those who can sing the praises of God and hug one another and pass the peace. We need to mark these moments because the journey continues. Though the light of God breaks forth in new ways and there are new signs of liberation and hope and justice and mercy and love for all, the work is not done. On this side of eternity, we still have work and struggle and praying to do. We all know that even after the Emancipation Proclamation, there came Jim Crow and the era of lynching and voting suppression and mass incarceration and all of those things that continue to oppress and divide us along racial lines. There is still so much work to do. And even after a beautiful celebration like ordination, there's a life of ministry that comes after with all of its ups and downs and failures and successes and joys. If you had told me on the day I was ordained over 20 years ago that I would be trying to pastor in a congregation during a pandemic, I would have panicked and run out the door. And yet, if it weren't for the celebration and the journey, I wouldn't know the full partnership and love and care of our liberating, sustaining God. And to me, even as we hear these words of liberation and emancipation and celebration in our scriptures this morning, they remind me that God is not just with us in those moments of victory, in those moments of the light breaking through, but God is also with us in the struggle, in the darkness, in the journey, in the praying, in the hoping, in the working for a better day. The people of Israel knew that. The prophets had been speaking to them throughout their exile, giving them hope, encouraging them, giving the strength to go on and hope and work for a better future. When they got back to the promised land after being released from exile, there was a lot of work to do. They needed to rebuild the temple and replant their crops and rebuild their homes, and it was not easy. And they never were again an autonomous nation. They were passed from one empire to another, and yet the God of liberation and hope was always with them, guiding them, sending the prophets a word of hope, and moving them into God's future. And so we too celebrate these moments and give thanks to God, and then we go back to work and continue the journey. That's the gift of gathering every Sunday. Whether we gather here in person or we gather over live stream, we come in together week after week to celebrate. Every Sunday is a little Easter. Every Sunday is a reminder of God's light breaking through into our world. And so we have our hope tanks filled. And we share stories of where we have opened our eyes and seen our liberating God at work in our lives and in our community. And those of us who are depleted can come and rest and be filled. And those of us who are rested up can be encouraged and inspired to get out and continue the work. That's who we are as the body of Christ. We are those who celebrate and those who struggle together. We are those who believe and trust in a God who is a liberating God, who gives us the strength day in and day out to continue the journey. And so, my friends, let us this day worship the God of hope, the God of freedom, the God of love. May we have our hope tanks filled. And then as we leave this place, let us roll up our sleeves and continue the journey and share the good news with the world that God's light is breaking in even now and always. Amen.
As a people whose hope tanks are filled by gathering together to proclaim our faith, I invite you to rise in body or spirit as we join our voices together to affirm our faith with our affirmation that's found on page 883 of our United Methodist Hymnal. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we come to our time of prayer, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with our pastoral team to pray throughout the week, you may do that in a couple of different ways. If you are gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning, you can find gray cards in the pew racks in front of you, and you may fill out a prayer request there and place those in the offering boxes in the narthex or in Reed Hall. And if you're click the link under Contact Us on our website to submit those prayer requests digitally. This morning, our thoughts and prayers of sympathy are with James Elrod's family and friends. James Elrod passed away on June 15th in Kansas. James was a regular attender at West End and was a member of a Covenant Discipleship group here as well. No service plans have been made known to us at this time. Also today, it would be a big oversight for us to forget that it's also Father's Day today. And we remember that we come to pray in the name of a God who Jesus often called Abba, Father. And so we give thanks for all of those fathers and father figures that have been in our lives as we enter a time of prayer. So now let us pray. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord of love and light, since the beginning of time, your presence has stretched across the earth, filling the world with your abiding hope in the goodness of all creation. Today, as we gather for prayer, we are very much aware of the shadows that so often creep into the world around us. We pray that your radiant glory would illuminate the gloomiest corners of our world and our hearts. Help us lift our eyes, our minds, and our souls to you, that we might be filled with your joy. Make us a people who arise and shine your light to all whom we meet. Make us holy tabernacles who carry you with us wherever we go. Make us channels of your healing grace in a world that is so often hurting. And make us instruments of your everlasting peace. Lord, today we remember most especially that you reign over each and every nation. We pray for the peoples of the world, for their leaders, and for our own nation and leaders. As we work with and struggle with and negotiate with one another, may we always remember that all of humanity is a part of your glorious creation. We pray this awareness would brighten the prospects for fruitful living and thriving for us all.
not in spite of one another, but in mutuality and compassion for one another. May all your children live in harmony. We also bring our prayers for those who are near and dear to us. We come this morning with many people and places on our hearts and minds. We pray you would comfort those who are distressed, heal those who are afflicted, and restore those who feel separated from your loving care. And we even pray boldly for ourselves. You know our every concern and our every need. Meet us now in this hour of prayer. As you tend to the various petitions that we offer in a moment of silent prayer. Assured that your love and mercy do indeed rise over us, we pray together as Jesus taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and our offerings, we recognize that everyone has a different financial situation. So that we might continue our vital ministries in this community and throughout the world, we invite you to simply give as you are able and as you feel led. For those of you worshiping with us online, you are welcome to give via the options listed on the screen or in the chat. And for those of you worshiping in person this morning, there are offering boxes in the narthex in the back and also in Reed Hall to the side, where you can leave your offering following the service. You may also give online, but unfortunately, we think we forgot to put our QR code in the bulletin today. So if you'd like to go online and give, you may do that simply by visiting our website on your phone or mobile device. So now let us offer our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, and our hearts to God, who loves us unconditionally.
from this place to shine God's light. God's power will make us strong as the journey continues, as we continue to live into God's light. May that light fill you and shine through you. Amen.